This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, presidential elections in South Africa. First, though, this story from here in California. One of the West Coast's most notorious sex offenders has been set free from a Southern California jail. Edward Harvey Stokes has admitted to molesting more than 200 boys over the last 30 years and in four states. He's now disappeared. From member station KPCC, Rob Schmitz has the story of how he's again slipped through the system.
Orange County Deputy District Attorney Matt Murphy counts himself as the most recent in a long line of prosecutors who have been trying to put Edward Harvey Stokes behind bars for good. What's frustrating, he says, is that Stokes carefully chooses his victims to lessen the chance that he'll be convicted.
He chooses people who have outstanding warrants or problems with the police. He chooses street kids, people that are unlikely to go and report the crimes. And then in the rare occasions where they do report the crimes, they're people that have things like thefts or drug convictions that have credibility issues. And Mr. Stokes has successfully used that formula to essentially get away with it over and over again.
And now, Murphy says, it's happened again. The alleged victim in the Orange County case was a 16-year-old runaway named Blue Carrick. Stokes met Carrick in a Seattle coffee house in 1996. According to court testimony, Stokes lured the boy on a road trip to Disneyland. After the two checked into an Anaheim motel, Carrick said Stokes forced him to take LSD until he submitted to Stokes' sexual advances. Carrick escaped and reported the incident to the police. The police arrested Stokes, and he was charged and brought to trial. But Stokes got a lucky break. A mistrial was declared after the death of one of the jurors. And as Carrick was to be the key witness in a retrial, Prosecutor Murphy was now worried about Carrick's state of mind.
Once the case was underway, it was determined by our office that the victim was emotionally distraught and was in a position where he was unlikely to be available to testify at the next trial. He was a street kid, he lived a dangerous lifestyle, and he was suicidal because of the sexual assault.
In what turned out to be another break for Stokes, Blue Carrick did kill himself, and at a crucial point in the second trial. Before he died, Carrick testified in what would become the only testimony the court could use. New information emerged following Carrick's testimony, and by law, the defense claimed it should be able to question Carrick about that information. But they weren't able to cross-examine because of Carrick's suicide. Despite the defense's claim, the judge in the case gave Stokes a life sentence, but attorneys for Stokes promptly appealed the decision and won. John Barnett is an attorney for Stokes. He says the outcome wasn't surprising because Stokes was well protected by law.
The successful prosecution was reversed because of a denial of the right to confront and cross-examine. The Sixth Amendment right described as a cornerstone of the Constitution.
And now, Stokes, a man who once admitted to a therapist he was a monster and had molested 212 boys since he was 13 years old, is back on the street. Stokes' sister, Susan, lives in a suburb of Seattle. Since she learned her brother was released, she's contacted runaway shelters and local law enforcement up and down the West Coast, where he's had multiple convictions in four states.
He did his three strikes in Washington, then he did his stuff in Oregon, and then he went to California where there was one strike. But realistically, he can go to another state where he doesn't have a record and kind of start over. It's just a matter of time.
Susan Stokes says she has reason to believe her brother has returned to the Seattle area. She's angry at a justice system she says has its priorities reversed.
I feel that the justice system is protecting someone who doesn't deserve that protection because of the way he has chosen to conduct his life. It didn't protect Blue. It's not protecting anyone that he's come in contact with since he walked out of the door of Orange County Jail at 10:30 on Wednesday, April 7th.
Stokes hopes one day Congress will develop a national system to deal with people like her brother. People, she says, who aren't human. For Day to Day, I'm Rob Schmitz.